You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
From the time she was a child, this is from CBS News, Christine Regal of New Jersey knew she wanted to be a teacher. I just love working with kids, the 54-year-old Regal tells CBS News. I love the kids. I mean, I've been teaching for 26 years, and I still remain in contact with a lot of them. And listen to this, and I find this a little bit hard to believe. According to the annual Walton Family Foundation and Gallup Teaching for tomorrow, it's a report, a little wordy there, okay? We need to trim that down a little bit. 21% of K-12 public school teachers say they were struggling financially. Okay, I can believe that, okay? We all know teachers aren't paid enough. But 71% of the teachers surveyed said they work at least one second job. Now, does that mean in the summer you take on a, you know, because you have some, no offense, teachers, my brother's in education, a lot of friends in education, but there is a little bit of downtime in the summer, more often than not, unless you're doing continuing education.
Or summer school, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, okay. But does that qualify as your, quote, second job?
I mean, I think that what this list is getting at is more so picking up waiting tables at night or tending some bar on the weekend. Or I know of teachers who get jobs in the physical fitness space and go teach classes at, you know, cycle studios and things like that.
Yeah, some teachers are becoming influencers, like Instagram influencers.
We have a couple here in the Kansas City metro.
Really?
Miss Dugan's one of them. Yep. She's been on 96.5 The Fan a couple of times.
They're allowed to do that?
So long as they keep the content
very generic.
Except, well, the idea being if a student comes across your content, it cannot be inappropriate.
Like the teachers who are on OnlyFans and then get...
Those are going to get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would argue rightfully so.
And I've heard interviews with her. She says, you know, in class...
First Amendment.
I've got to, like, toe the line, you know, when one of the kids comes into class and says, hey, I saw your recent post, and you got to kind of divert and go, okay, well, we're in English class now, so that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Dan, I hear you on the First Amendment, but, I can say the F word on this radio station once...
Your last broadcast.
Hey,
right?
If you are running a subscription-based internet thing, hey, more power to you.
From the text line, my daughter is a teacher influencer. Also from the text line, I know lots of teachers and principals, and not a single one of them have an extra job. They just take the summer off.
My brother's a vice principal, and but he was a math teacher, high school math teacher for years. And I don't think I've ever known him to have a second job.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well,
administration makes a little bit more.
Well, but he hasn't always been a vice principal. He's only been a vice principal for about 5 years now.
Hmm. Now he's part of the top heavy class. I'm just kidding. I think this story, obviously, teacher pay has been a trigger point. It's been a driver of conversation for a long time. It's been an issue for a long time. That's why it's been that trigger point. But in modern society, I think most people have a second job. I don't know a lot of people who have a job where they're like, man, I'm making so much money that I can just pay rent and go live my life and have fun.
You clearly, with your physical training that you've gotten really into over the couple of years, you have a second job.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Started a business.
Yeah. Okay. You have a second job.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of voice work for a guy out in Oregon.
Yeah.
Not a lot. It used to be a lot more than it is now, but... You know, he's getting up there in age, and I think the business is slowly winding down.
You're a voice model?
No, I voice commercials for financial companies all over the country. But is that a second job?
It is.
Huh.
So we call it a side gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still a second job. You got to pay taxes on it, you know?
Yeah? I do. Oh, yeah.
So I hear the sentiment of this story, and I understand why it's being put out there, and I fully agree with the entire conversation that's been going on for, quite frankly, decades now that teachers need to make more money. But it's interesting that that's the angle they took when, if you really zoom out and look at the grand scheme of things, most people cannot get by on their single income, and that's sad for our society. And does that mean that we're too gluttonous now? Does that mean that we're in a situation where things are just too expensive? The rent is too darned high?
It's too damn high.
I'm sure all of those are factors.
Or have, you know, homes out here in Northeast Johnson County, Roland Park, Mission, to a lesser extent, Fairway, which has kind of gotten a little ritzy. But these homes that you drive by in Ropo and Mission and Merriam, these used to be considered these little three-bedroom, one-car garages. That was middle-class housing in the 1940s and 50s.
A starter home.
Now you got to have three-car garage. You got to keep up with the Jones.
Yeah.
If they have it, I need to have it.
Right.
You know? And that is a horrible way to financially live your life.
I'm trying to think back.
Lack of contentment.
I used to know, we used to hang out pretty regularly with about 10 different teachers here in the metro. Don't really hang out with that friend group anymore, but I don't know of any of them that had a second job in the years that we were hanging out.
913-586-7798. This story says 71%. It's from Gallup, so you know it's good. It says 71% of teachers surveyed say they work at least one second job. Now, is this on the weekends, or are we talking about a summer? I had a social studies teacher in high school in Lansing, who I guess he had a second job, because in the summer, when I would work at Food for Less, I don't even know if that company still exists, he was in the butcher department.
Well, there you go, yeah.
But he only worked there the end of May, all of June, all of July, and the beginning of August. Then he would quit at the butcher shop and go back to teaching full time. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.